statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola area going to be a high of about 91 today. Triple digits as far as the heat index goes, though. It's going to be a hot one for the next 4 or 5 days. It's going to be that way around the entire country, it appears. We're all just burning up. So just burning up. By the way, I'm Bobby Rossi. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Andrew will be back on Monday. Also, just a heads up, coming up on Saturday at 7 o'clock, we're going to be simulcasting the Symphony Sparks and Stars concert that's down at Community Maritime Park. That is, it'll be the, it's over at the Hunter Amphitheater. Should broadcast right at 7 o'clock. It's sponsored by Peter Mouget and Levin Papatonio. And then after that is the fireworks show presented by Pensacola Young Professionals, Pensacola Chamber, and Pensacola State College. So check that out Saturday right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Trump looking to energize Republican voters with a very unique first ever midterm Republican convention. You know, every year for the presidential races, we have a Republican national convention, we have a Democrat national convention. Trump has just planned a midterm Republican convention, September 9th through the 10th in Dallas. Of course, this is 2 months before the midterms in November 3rd. Trump calling it truly historic and fantastic. Political experts say the convention is meant to rally GOP support and prevent congressional losses. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if this is going to actually work. But we do see oftentimes when a presidential candidate or president, if things are not going good, and it could just be a perceived good or bad, if things are not going good for their term, then the backlash against the president is that members of his own party lose the midterm elections. Like Obama's a good example of that. I shared this earlier in 2008 when he ended up, passed Obamacare and he passed a big infrastructure bill, and he did all these things without Republicans. Like, they totally shut Republicans out. Wouldn't even let them. They had a majority, so they didn't need Republican votes. They just had to get all Democrats on board, and they would be able to pass things. And that's what they did. And as much as people might have liked Obamacare and might have liked some of these things initially, they didn't like the way that was handled. And the backlash was Democrats lost in the midterms. You've seen it. It's happened. It always happens. So it happened to Trump. It's what goes on. So pretty much every predictor out there I've seen is predicting that Republicans are going to lose the midterms. So Trump is like, okay, what can we do to try to turn this around? Well, one thing you can do is to energize your base. They also know that way fewer voters come out in the midterm elections than what come out for presidential elections. But what if you could get a lot of the Republicans who normally don't vote in the midterm elections to actually come out and vote in the midterm elections? Like Republicans who normally vote in presidential elections, but they don't come out during the midterms. What if you could get a bunch of them, not all of them, but if you can get a bunch of them to come out in the midterms, then maybe you can stop the bleeding and keep those congressional and Senate seats. That's the idea. And you know what? I'm not even going to say, even if this one doesn't do work, even if it doesn't help keep them from losing seats, I would not be surprised that from this point on, going forward, we're going to have midterm conventions from both Democrats and Republicans. I bet right now a bunch of Democrats are like, oh my gosh, that's such a smart idea. We should have did that a long time ago. And I bet they're already planning something now. Maybe not. But it would not shock me in the least to 10 years from now go, hey, remember when Trump started the midterm conventions? Look how big this thing's become now. Because the RNC and the DNC, after Andrew McKay and I both attended it a couple years ago when we went to one in Milwaukee, then we went to Chicago, and I saw how big of an ordeal it was and how much it brought to the local economy to have that convention, and it brought a gathering of like-minded people and both, you know, at both conventions and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I could see them doing a midterm one, and this could be a huge thing. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. If you are on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smooth. Only area on the board right now is that vehicle crash, State Road 87 at East River Boat Ramp Road in Navarre. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Trump put this out in Truth Social about the new midterm convention. Quote, we are going to celebrate the great American comeback and the incredible successes of the American people who transformed our country through the America First agenda. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, stronger borders, safest ever communities, lower costs and real affordability, more jobs, American energy dominance, and so much more. End quote. Yeah, I could see this as being something that's going to be a regular thing now. We'll have a midterm convention. It may not be as big as the RNC or the DNC during the presidential elections, but I could see it being something pretty big. Are you proud to be an American? We're celebrating the 250th anniversary of America this weekend. And to me, I got to admit, I thought leading up to this, like a couple years ago and everything, I was like, it's going to be just red, white, and blue all year long. In 2026, it's gonna be huge. Like everybody's gonna be celebrating. National pride and patriotism is gonna go up, and we're gonna have these massive celebrations. And communities are gonna be competing to have the biggest celebration. And there's gonna be this massive thing in D.C. and all this other stuff. And honestly, it's kind of like it's maybe a little bit more celebratory than a traditional July 4th. But I don't see it as being. I'm not seeing the big things that I expected. At least not in the scale that I expected. And so polls have been coming out. Are you proud to be an American? Actually, a couple of them say no. Well, not necessarily no. According to a Gallup poll, 47% or fewer adults say that they are extremely proud to be an American since 2018. It represents a significant climb in extreme pride metrics over just the past 6 years alone. The trend has been consistently downward, though, not bouncing back to pre-2018 levels. Only 33% of Americans say that they're extremely proud to be an American. Extremely proud. So 20% say they're very proud, 22% moderate proud, 9% not proud at all. The pride surged after 9/11, where we had 65 to 70% of Americans expressing extreme pride. And that lasted through 2004. And then pretty much since then, it's just been a steady decline. There's another poll that shows, saying, I think half say that they're extremely proud, only 49%. And then out of that one, 12% said they're not proud at all. And I was wondering, I was like, man, that seems like that's just a big decline. I bet 50 years ago for the 200th anniversary, there was all kinds of celebration and everything like this. Well, not. They referenced a poll. This was PRRI that did this poll, and they referenced a poll from the American National Election Studies that was done in 1976, and they found that back then, only 48% of Americans were very proud of the bicentennial anniversary of the birth of America. So we were actually talking about this earlier, and we got a few texts in here that reminded me, well, 1976, we were still dealing with Vietnam. We just finished Watergate. We just finished things like that. And so I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I figured it was a big deal because I was born in 76, and I've been told my whole life I was a bicentennial baby. So I thought it was like a big deal. Like, if it's a big enough deal that you'll call babies born that year bicentennial babies, I figured there must have been a lot of celebrations, a lot more pride than what there was today. But maybe not. Now, on the flip side, the Florida Chamber of Commerce polled Florida state voters. And in Florida, majority of voters overall say they're very proud to be an American. Yes, Republicans express significantly higher pride than Democrats, but in Florida, both have a higher viewpoint of America when it comes to pride. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Here's a text. Obamacare benefited insurance companies, not the people. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Obamacare was supposed to bring down... The big thing about Obamacare was... Look, here's the big thing about Obamacare. It had good intentions, and it did not work out to meet those intentions. That's what it comes down to. 1976 was pretty big on the 200th birthday. I'm proud to be an American, but it certainly could be better in our country. Here's another text. There were also two recessions, 1970 and 1975, so pessimism about the country might have been part of the reason for that as well. Yeah, good point. All right, Pensacola Morning News. When we come back here, we will get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Plus, I've got some interesting little things about the World Cup and America. That's coming up next on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When you get into business, you do it for why? Because you like to do that thing. You want to install HVAC. You want to give medical or legal advice. You want to repair cars. You want to build roofs. You know, whatever the case may be. But then when you grow and you get employees, you have to deal with things that you don't particularly want to do. The red tape kind of stuff. Employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll. I mean, none of that stuff is fun, at least not for you. You got into business to do what you like to do. Well, let somebody else who got into business to do the stuff you don't like to do it for you. That's where Torgerson Consulting comes in. You know, we've been using them for 5 years. They've actually been in business for 25 years in the Pensacola area, helping businesses just like yours take care of this stuff in a way that makes your employees as happy as possible. You know, finding the best plans, giving them choices, scouring the marketplace to find the best stuff. How do I know? Because we've been using them for 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. And I am a big thumbs up. My wife, who's an industrial engineer, very hard to please on detail-y type things. And she says, oh, no, they're great. I just recently listened to Reed Torgerson give a presentation to the Milton City Council about their benefits packages. Brilliant. Dry and boring, but brilliant. It was a fantastic analysis. So find out what they might be able to do for you. Might be better. Might not be. I don't know. But in either case, no obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, though, filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday. Here's a text. Philly did the bicentennial big. I was in Philadelphia during the bicentennial in elementary school. We built a working Conestoga wagon. That's awesome. It'll be super fun. Coming up here in about 4 minutes, we're going to be getting the jobs report coming out. And it's expected to be good, but you just never know. So we'll be keeping an eye on that here. Let's go over to, let's get traffic on the fives with PJ real quick.
Still just working that vehicle crash, State Road 87 at East Riverboat Ramp Road in Navarre. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news for us?
Well, a federal judge is blocking the U.S. Postal Service from carrying out President Trump's order to restrict mail-in ballots. Earlier this year, the president signed an executive order restricting mail-in ballots ahead of the midterm elections. Democratic-led states sued the administration. A judge in Boston ruled the Postal Service could not carry out the order in the states that sued. Then Wednesday, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled the order could not be carried out in any state. The U.S. is moving on to the next round in the World Cup after hitting the pitch last night in Santa Clara, California, to begin the knockout stage. The Stars and Stripes shut out Bosnia, Herzegovina. And today, Bobby, is World UFO Day, marked each July 2nd to remember the infamous 1947 Roswell incident when some believe an alien craft crashed in the desert in New Mexico. The day aims to raise awareness of UFOs and, of course, push the government to declassify records, which is something that seemed to be happening in the last month or so, but I don't know. I haven't heard much about it lately.
Yeah, they've been steadily starting to declassify information. Sure, there's more that needs to be done, but they're steadily starting to do it. By the way, I went and saw Disclosure Day last week. Steven Spielberg's movie, Alien movie. Pretty good. Pretty good. My daughter didn't want to see it. We went and saw it together, and when it was done, she was like, I'm glad we went and saw that. That was way better than I thought it would be. So, yeah, it was pretty good stuff. We have the jobs report coming out here in a couple of minutes, and it's expected to be higher. And one of the reasons why it's expected to be higher is because of the World Cup. You know, temporary staffing and stuff like that in order to help, you know, put on the games and things is one reason they're expecting that. It could be 40,000 jobs that could be contributed due to the World Cup. So kind of interesting. Then I saw this story about the World Cup, and this cracks me up. Walmart, or here's the headline, how Walmart unexpectedly became one of the World Cup's hottest tourist attractions. That's right. People, Walmart has become a tourist attraction for these foreigners coming to visit America. And you think about it, like, that's one of those things we take for granted. Like, we just have Super Walmart, right? It's just like, it's all over the country. But in other countries, they do not have anything like that. And so it's got to be you know, we take it for granted. We grew up with it practically. But I can remember growing up in Tennessee when we got our first Super Walmart when I was a teenager. And it was just like, it was a hangout place. Like, we liked to hang out there as teenagers, especially because it was the only place that was open like 24 hours that wasn't like a bar or a place to play pool or something like that. So it was like a cool place to do things like that. And so I can go back and remember what it was like when you walked through the first Super Walmart and you just walked around the store just mesmerized, like, oh my gosh, everything I ever would want to buy is here in this place, in this one location, you know, something like that. And so it's kind of interesting to see that these foreigners now are coming here to America and they're like, we got to go check out Super Walmart. I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, like, I get it, you know? So, oh my goodness. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling up for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, coming up here next, we've got, what do we got to talk about? We got an update on AM radio in cars. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Millions of Americans dealing with life-threatening heat dome, triple-digit temps in the central and eastern portions of the nation. This woman in Philadelphia had an outdoor splash pad with her grandkids.
It is hot. I want to cut the air off, and the water is beautiful. It's just a nice little breeze, and I can get wet with the children. I'm loving it. It's really nice.
Her grandchild agrees.
Just play with my cousins in the water.
A high in Philly today, forecast to at least 100 degrees. It's so hot, the upper Montgomery County Volunteer Fire Department in Maryland pushing back its fireworks show from Independence Day to Sunday, July 5th. The Navy searching today for a missing sailor in the Caribbean Sea. Three others on the helicopter that went down are okay, say officials. In Israel commemorates 1,000 days since the October 7th massacre with a moment of silence earlier, but there were demonstrators clashing with police. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 76 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3 in a couple of minutes. Senator Don Gates says the investigation into a harmful herbicide spraying operation in Milton is, just the beginning. After requesting that investigation a few months ago following complaints from farmers about dead chickens and other animals, Gates says the Florida Department of Agriculture's findings and the $20,000 fine against contractor Industrial Helicopters is a start, but he's not done. Gates is pushing the FAA to investigate aviation violations, and he says he's also notified the Public Service Commission, which regulates Florida Power and Light, of the findings. A Milton woman is seriously injured after a crash Wednesday afternoon. After rear-ending a stopped tractor-trailer on Morristown Road, FHP says a semi had stopped to back into a construction site when the woman's SUV didn't stop in time and hit it from behind. The truck driver wasn't hurt. The investigation into that crash is ongoing. Now, Roger Scott Pool wasn't supposed to open this summer, but due to an unfortunate circumstance for a contractor, it is opening now on Saturday.
Our installer, the person that was going to lay the foundation for it, had a medical emergency and just was unable to recover from that enough to be able to complete the installation. So that put us in a little bit of a delay, and so we saw that as an opportunity to be able to open the pool this summer, and thankfully Florida Department of Health said, yes, we'll grant you that for this year.
City Parks and Rec Director Tanya Bird there, and she says the pool will open this Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon, and then 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., and regular hours then through August 7th, with both Roger Scott and Cecil Hunter pools open through Labor Day. Bird says the north end of town in particular will benefit from having that pool back open. Well, the final numbers are in from the annual Donut Strike for Manna fundraiser, and the campaign generated enough food and funds to provide 47,895 healthy meals for 15,965 people. The fundraiser alone raised enough to cover 9,880 meals. Florida schools are performing better across the board. The Florida Department of Education said 76% of schools statewide this year earned either an A or a B. That's up 5% from last year. The number of schools earning a D or an F dropped from 70 to 31. The results come as both Escambia and Santa Rosa districts earned A ratings locally. City of Pensacola offices and community centers will be closed tomorrow in observance of Independence Day. Osceola Golf Course will remain open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cecil T. Hunter Pool will offer open swim from 10:30 till 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Roger Scott Pool opening on July 4th for open swim. Sanitation customers also could note a schedule change this week. Friday pickup is being done today. You can call sanitation services if you have any questions. At 7:35 at News Radio, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. No problems or delays to report. Things are looking really good out there. I-10 and 110 both flowing smooth. If you are on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smooth as well. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And we've got 76 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Goldman Sachs says the June jobs report out later this morning could be more robust than expected due to a strong kick from the World Cup. Dow Jones economists say non-farm payrolls are projected to post a gain of 115,000, which would be a step down from the sturdy 172,000 growth in May. Meta said its WhatsApp username feature has multiple layers of defense against online scams. The Indian government has said the username feature may lead to a rise in cases of online fraud. It has given Meta 3 days to furnish a detailed explanation of the feature. In June, India temporarily banned Telegram, claiming the app enabled exam fraud. Volkswagen is bracing for a high-stakes boardroom showdown on July 9th. It follows reports that the German auto giant is weighing closing 4 factories and implementing as many as 100,000 job cuts. Analysts said the firm's notoriously complex board structure means Volkswagen's management faces a turbulent period of negotiations. Futures are mixed ahead of today's jobs report. That's your money now.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual-active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable.
morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we were just talking about the World Cup and how the jobs report is supposed to come in higher, and how the World Cup could actually contribute to that because of like, you know, temporary staffing and things like that. They're saying it could be 40,000 additional jobs just from the World Cup alone. So they were expecting right around 115,000 new jobs added to the market. We just got the jobs report, 57,000 jobs added in June. Oh, that's far below where they thought was going to happen. Like I said, they thought 115,000 and it came out to be 57,000, like half of what they thought. Yeah, that's not good. Despite that, stock market has spiked up. I guess some jobs added is better than none, despite missing predictions. I don't know. So that's it right there. Well, one of the things I guess here's one of the things too. Job openings were above unemployment for the second month in a row. So that does account for something as well. Then let's see here. So we're done with the World Cup, how it could have added more jobs to the market. Doesn't look like it necessarily did, or maybe that is why it's up 57,000 and not negative jobs. But here's something else with the World Cup. Dating app Tinder reports a 60% increase in matches increase in matches during the World Cup. Yeah. In terms of net gains, there's been 15% increase in users of Tinder and 25% increase in swipe activity, 60% more matches. So there you go. I guess the soccer games gets people wanting to have more connection or something. I don't know. Pretty bizarre. Kroger's, pretty prominent grocery store in the South. They are now buying Giant Eagle grocery stores. And I'm like, I've seen Giant Eagle. I recognize the name, but I don't know where I've seen it. And I was like, oh, is it New Orleans? Where is it? So I did a search, and Kroger's is Giant Eagle is like in Ohio, Maryland, Pennsylvania area. So Kroger's basically extending across like a little bit more of the Northeast, like heading up that way. Now Kroger's tried to buy Albertsons and regulators blocked the deal. It was 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So they tried to buy it. It was a $25 billion merger. It got blocked. So now they're buying Giant Eagle for $1.65 billion instead. So, Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Indiana. That's where Giant Eagle is. Okay. See, I thought I'd seen them somewhere. I just wasn't quite sure. So they're expanding up that way. Then in car news, in vehicle news, automobiles, the average, so first of all, automakers reported a mix of U.S. sales. Basically, gas-powered vehicles for new car sales was down. We talked about this yesterday, that EV sales are down 20% year over year. So they're getting shellacked. However, hybrid vehicles are driving the market. Yeah, they're crushing it right now, and they're driving the entire market. So when it comes to fuel economy, fuel efficiency, flexibility, things like that, no to EVs, no to gas-powered, yes to hybrids. And I've stated before, I was mixed years ago on hybrids, mainly because kind of the same thing we're seeing with EVs now. EVs just aren't cost-efficient. You still have to pay for electricity, especially now that the tax rebates are gone for them. It just not, they're not efficient. It'll take you years and years and years and years of driving the vehicle to make up for the extra cost in the actual purchase price of the vehicle. So you can get an EV for the cool factor and for a fun factor, but it's not efficient. It's not, it doesn't save you money. And so that's what my feelings was about hybrids for the longest time too. It was like, man, you got to drive that car a long time to get to make up for the lack of gas that you pay. But now hybrids have come down in price. Now the EVs are out there, hybrids have come down in price, and they make a lot more sense. And so hybrids drive the market right now. Here's the thing. The average new car price, whew, it's high. I'll tell you what it is right after traffic on the fives.
We are not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
The average new car price has hit a record high of $51,974. That's right. It's a record high. Yet, new car sales still going up. So people are still buying cars. The last record high was actually 2024. It came down a little bit. Now it's right back up again. So, yeah, kind of surprising, but there you go. $51,000. That used to be a luxury car not that long ago. Like a you know what I mean? That like used to be a luxury. Like you're paying $51,000 for $52,000 for a vehicle. You got yourself a nice Denali or something. And it wasn't that long ago. And now it's, that's the average price. Now, here's a question I have for you. Is, I was talking about this earlier. I'm in a bubble. I know I'm in a bubble. I've worked in radio for 15 years. So sometimes the things that are important to my circle of influence, my sphere of influence, may not be what other people think. So I want to run this by you. Do you think AM radio in cars is important enough to mandate them, to make sure every new car has AM radio? Now, I'm not just asking this frivolously, like, come on, support News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 or Sports Radio AM 1330. I'm not saying this is like some sort of self-promotion or whatever. I'm legitimately wondering, and the reason why I'm asking is because there is a bill in Congress right now that's moving through committee pretty easily. Like it's passed committee 62-2. So it's only had two opponents that would mandate every auto manufacturer to require AM radio to be in the cars. Manufacturers, automobile manufacturers are saying AM radio isn't used nearly as much anymore and it's too expensive to put in the car and they'd rather just not put it in. And so now there's this bill that's saying, no, you have to have AM radio in a car. If you're building a car for the public, it's got to be in there. So I want to get your thoughts. Do you think AM radio is important enough that Congress should mandate that every manufacturer should have it in the vehicle? Because, of course, in my sphere of influence, everybody's like, yes, AM radio needs to be in there, you know? And, you know, every hour, at least once an hour, it needs to cut off Apple CarPlay and Google Play and even cut off FM radio and automatically switch over to AM radio for 5 minutes and then it can switch back to the other. No, I'm just kidding. That part is a joke. So opponents to AM radio in cars have one main qualm, the cost. There's a second qualm, which is should the government be mandating a private manufacturer to require something like that? That's the part I actually have a little bit of an issue with, to be honest. And I guess the answer to that is, can the government mandate safety? Yes, we know that already. They mandate seatbelts, they mandate airbag things, crumple zones. There's all kinds of different things that the government says, okay, we're going to implement this and require it. Does AM radio fit in that realm and stuff? Proponents are basically like, what would you do if the alternatives for communication don't work. The what ifs. Should a natural disaster wipe out all other communication or a government meltdown forces widespread unrest or there's any other kind of catastrophe, and all of the communication avenues fail, AM is like right there, right? AM's been solid for decades and decades and decades. So we need to keep it in cars for that purpose. We need to keep it in cars for the what ifs. What if there's civil unrest? What if there's natural disaster? On and on and on. Now, here in Pensacola, we are used to hurricanes. So many, many people I know have handheld radios that have AM and things like this. So for the just-in-case situation, right? But around the rest of the country, they're not as prepared as you and I are. And so this is kind of one way the government's like, look, we proponents to say we need to require AM radio in cars are saying is like, we need to make sure that's there just in case. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Text here says, I only listen to FM or iTunes, never AM. There's another text here says, AM radio is important. First and best place for information in emergencies. Then was another one says, I don't see it. All right, some other ones here. AM equals emergency information. Oh, very good. A mandate infers something new, added costs, processes, etc. This is simply just extending what already exists. I say keep the AM radio. There's another text. At the factory level, adding AM/FM receiver costs car manufacturers about $1 to $5 per vehicle for combined tuner. This is more of an issue with EV cars. In electric vehicles, shielding the receiver from electrical motor interference can cost up to $70 per car. Very thankful. Thank you very much for that little explanation. That's good to know. Another text. Yes, keep AM. And with today's microchips, extra cost is very minimal. So there you go. So like I said, I'm in this little bubble, my sphere of influence. Everybody's like, yes, keep AM. And I am a little conflicted because I'm like, I mean, I don't even like a lot of the safety measures that the government requires auto manufacturers to implement in their vehicles. So I'm already having a problem with that. Now you're trying to tell me I got to tell them they have to keep a certain radio in there. I understand the concerns is my point. But in my sphere of influence, everybody's like, yes, keep AM radio, right? Here's AM radio used to come in super clear 1620. It sucks now. I can't understand anything that it's saying. I do have a radio at home, but when you're a 92.3, it doesn't come in. I try to get to 1620, but it doesn't work for me. That's actually good feedback just for our engineering department. It seems like radio signals vary depending on the possible weather conditions or geographic terrain. I know sometimes I get better signal on the AM side than the FM side for your radio station, for example. Yep, it's that way for our sister station as well. Sports Radio Pensacola is on 99.1 FM. AM 1330. Well, AM 1330 on a nice, good, clear day, you can catch that thing all the way to New Orleans. Like, it's a powerful thing. Here's a text. Who is sitting in their car during an emergency? A better idea would be to require FM on your cell phone. Oh, interesting. Yes, AM. Keep it. Like doctors making you take an enema for surgery. That's their convenience. Okay. All right. Pensacola Morning News. We got to get a quick break. We'll be right back here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela Sherrill and Will Maven, realtors with Cannell & Company Realty, will be sharing insights on today's market, what buyers and sellers need to know right now, and discuss new home subdivisions in Santa Rosa County. They'll be joined by special guest Dan DeBose from Adams Homes of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County, today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience, except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it. When we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices, and they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated, whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier. Check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, traffic on the fives. Looks like I-10 and 110 are both still flowing smooth. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
About it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go more news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So there is here's some good news. Home values have fallen in real terms for the 11th straight month. Okay, that's not necessarily good news if you want your house value to keep going up. But I look at it as I think the house values are just way too high, and I think that negatively affects our economy overall. When it's that difficult to have home ownership for younger people, for, you know, just a variety of people, when they just look at it. And I mean, I talk to some people now, they're just like, I don't think I'll ever own a home now. They're just too expensive, and they just keep going up. So I think that this is a good thing, personally. I know people in real estate are like, no, that sucks. And if you have your house and you're wanting to keep on building equity, you're like, no, I want it to keep going up. Problem is, it's like I talked to somebody the other day whose equity in their house has doubled since they bought it in just like 5 or 6 years. And they're like, the problem is I can't sell my house and really buy anything else unless I move to another community where it's way cheaper. And they're like, and I don't want to do that. I want to stay where I am. So it doesn't benefit me to have all this dramatic equity in the house. And I'm like, yeah, I get that too. Dad jokes. Pie is $2.50 in Jamaica, $3 in the Bahamas. These are the pie rates of the Caribbean. somebody just sent this one. Pie R square? No, boy. Pie R round. Yeah. So, yeah, that's very good. I accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink. Now I'm in the hospital waiting to be seen. Where do fish keep their money? In a riverbank. Yeah, there you go. And then here's a texter this one in. What do pigs broadcast on? Ham radio. Yes, very good. Here's some random facts for you. The San Francisco cable cars are the only national monuments that are mobile. The only nation whose name begins with an A and doesn't end in an A is Afghanistan. And a jellyfish is 95% water. There you go. Kind of cool. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Here's a text. Yes, AM radio is important for emergencies. I understand the EV car costs more, but how much more are all those other electronic nuisances? Like the big center touchscreens or passenger screens. Just look out the window and drive. Passengers can read a book or look at a cell phone. Yeah, that's right. 2026 study says if you paint your bedroom this color, it will increase its value. Say what? You can increase your value by painting your room a specific color. That's right. The color is not neutral. It's not a safe choice. It's brown. Chocolate brown. They say another option is sage green. A popular color that will help boost your value of your house for your kitchen or living room area. Pale blue, like powder blue. Trends change. Pensacola Morning News, Danger McKay.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.